The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. We'll start this morning with about 35-minute meditation, and I'll begin that with a little bit of guided meditation. And so, allowing the body and mind to be in the same place at the same time, that might be called what meditation is, one definition of meditation. And so that's our exploration today. And a really helpful way to get started with that, with having the body and mind be together, is to use the capacity of the mind to pay attention to the body. And since relaxation is a really helpful support for meditation also, to begin our practice, to begin our time in meditation, let's explore attending to our bodies with the intention of relaxing, softening any holdings or tension that might be present in the body. And so allowing the attention to take in the experience of the head and face. And if you're noticing any tension held in that area, allowing that to soften, to release, relax. You might particularly check in around the forehead and the eyes and soften that area. Relaxing the jaw. And softening, relaxing the muscles of the neck. Your shoulders. Relaxing the arms. Including the elbows, the wrists, the hands. Allowing the muscles of the chest and upper back to soften around the shoulder blades. All the muscles all the way around the rib cage. Relaxing the middle and lower back. And softening too the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. Can let the area of the stomach and abdomen kind of soften and hang forward a little bit. And you can play with perhaps adjusting the alignment of the spine to support a softening in that area. It's possible for the bones to support themselves, and with that alignment, all the muscles of the back, the neck, the stomach, the abdomen can soften. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis, you might even have a sense of it being possible to relax inside the hip socket, the tendons, the ligaments inside the hip socket, softening deep inside the hip. Again, there can kind of be a kind of a subconscious or unintentional holding, a habit of holding ourselves up in that area that sometimes can be consciously softened. Relaxing the legs, knees, the ankles, the feet. And having relaxed the outer part of the body, sometimes it's possible to relax inside the body. One way to explore this is to drop a request into your system for relaxation. Drop a request for relaxation into your system. But then not necessarily try to do it, but just see what happens as you make that request. And so I'll give you some suggestions for requests. May the inside of the throat relax. May the heart relax. May the stomach relax. The organ of the stomach. May the intestines relax. May all the organs inside the body relax. And may any extra holding in the body relax. May the body relax. May the body relax. And then exploring a relaxation of mental tension, of any worries or concerns about the past or the future, as much as is possible right now. As we relax the body, It supports relaxing our minds. And so letting go as much as possible of thoughts of the past and the future. Even thoughts of the present. May the mind relax. Sometimes we can explore this possibility by imagining the brain or the mind as a muscle. And seeing if there's a possibility of relaxing the brain. As we relax the body and the mind, our system becomes much more willing and interested in exploring what's happening here and now. And so opening to the experience of the body sitting here. The uprightness of the body. The places where your body makes contact. Contact with the chair or cushion or bench. Places where you make contact with the floor. And places where you make contact with the body, hands touching each other or touching the body, lips touching each other. And perhaps a sense of the body touching the air, the coolness or warmth of the room, however it's experienced for you. And the experience of breathing. Allowing there to be a gentle recognition that breathing is happening. And that recognition of simple awareness of breathing in and breathing out. We don't have to get real precise about the experience, but just know when you're breathing in, know that you're breathing in. When you're breathing out, know that you're breathing out. That can be enough. Simple connection with the process of breathing in the present moment. Allowing the attention to rest. With the experience of breathing. And yet there are times when other experiences kind of put themselves front and center. Such as hearing. And so if you're connected with the breathing and hearing becomes predominant, or your attention is kind of pulled to the hearing, there's no need to try to fight and hold on to the experience of breathing. We're cultivating awareness of what's happening in the present moment. And equally, sound is happening in the present moment as breathing. Or perhaps other body sensations become strong. A pressure or a tightness, a lightness, a vibration. Again, there's no need to try to not pay attention to what is most calling the attention. Might be an emotion. And so allowing the attention to honor, open to what is asking for attention. And if there's nothing particularly drawing the attention, reconnecting and settling with the experience of breathing. And remembering it's not necessary to hold on tightly to that. And of course, the mind will wander off into thought and lose track of the present moment entirely. And at some point, you'll recognize that. In that moment of recognizing or remembering, that moment is already a moment of awareness, a moment of mindfulness. And so it's really helpful in that moment to check in. How are you now? Often our thoughts will create something in our experience. Our thoughts can create bodily feelings, emotions. And so when we wake up into thinking, it's really helpful to honor, where is the experience right now? Start from there. And if it's helpful, it's always fine to reconnect with a process of relaxation if the body became tight or tense. And when it feels appropriate for your experience, reconnecting with the experience of breathing as a touchstone that helps keep us helps keep body and mind together. And yet recognizing that when the attention is pulled to sound or emotion or other body sensation, equally we can explore mind and body together in that experience too.